So then, how do you behave assertively, particularly when it comes to saying no? This can be achieved with a three-step approach. This will not come naturally at first, so may take some rehearsal time to ensure you come across in the right way. So before you approach that difficult person, take time to practice what you want to say. Alternatively, if the difficult person approaches you before you've had chance to practice your response, then consider an avoiding strategy to defer the issue to give you time to prepare your response. For example, can you give me half an hour to consider this, then I'll be right with you. Okay, so the three-step approach. Step one. Remember what I said at the start of this session. The first step is to understand where the other person's coming from. So listen to what they have to say and understand their situation. Then let them know you've listened and understood them. Step two, state clearly and honestly what your position is and how you feel. Step three, state what you want to happen or suggest a way forward. For example, your boss asks you to stay late and work on a project that needs to be completed by 10 a.m. tomorrow. However, you've already got tickets for a theatre show with your best friend this evening. To be assertive, your reply should include the three steps. Step one. I understand you want me to stay behind this evening so we can deliver to the client for 10 o'clock tomorrow. You've shown you care and understand by listening to the issue and repeating what they've asked. Step two. I'd really like to help and we need to think for a moment as I already have plans with a friend this evening and we've already purchased theatre tickets. You've said how you feel and what your position is. Step three. I can think of a solution which will help you and will also mean I don't let my friend down. I can stay until 7:30 p.m. this evening and then go directly from work to the theatre to meet my friend as the show doesn't start till 8 p.m. I'm then happy to come in early tomorrow morning to finish off if I don't get finished tonight. This is collaborating. You've said what you want to happen and suggested a solution. An alternative step three could be, not to worry, I'll give my friend a call. I'm sure she'll understand. This is accommodating. But note, I've not just backed down, I've let my boss know I'm putting myself out. This will create credit for another time. Another step three could be, I don't really want to let my friend down as this has already taken a long time to organise. Can I therefore suggest Joe Bloggs, as they were just saying they didn't have much planned for this evening? We've stated what we want to happen and suggested a solution. Being assertive doesn't mean you will always win. It's about you being in control of the situation and ensuring you benefit from the outcome in the long run. Whether it means getting your own way or conceding on this occasion, for the better long-term good.